Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. I'd like to do a commentary on day 78. The Bible verse is from Psalm 119, 12 through 16. It reads, "Praise be to you, O Lord, teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word." Like sometimes when I go through a particular verses in the Bible or passages in the Bible to think about the words, you know, single words in the Bible. Reading today starts with the word praise. And I was thinking in my mind, what does that mean to me? How do I praise the Lord? Why do I praise the Lord? And I realized that praise for the Lord from me comes when I meditate on his goodness and his love. The devil used to have me running so much in my life that I didn't have time to sit and think and meditate on anything, let alone meditate on my Creator. And when I meditate on God and what he has done for me, the love swells up inside of me. And from that love, also praise comes from my mouth. I also find that this happens when I am deep in the Word of God, when I am reading it and studying it and writing about it and using it for my prayers. Praise comes. It just comes sometimes, and I'm grateful for that. This verse says, "Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees." I still think of a picture I had seen one time before of a mother teaching her child how to play the piano, and her hand was lovingly placed around the hand of that child on the piano, you know, to show where to place the fingers and the notes. And I realize that this is how God is with me. He holds me close to him, and he shows me the way that I should go. And I would miss all of that if I was running after something false. And as I said before, I spent much time running after that idol of food and body image and appearance and people pleasing, all of these things that are not of the Lord. I want to know the Lord. I want to run hard after him. And so he teaches me about what is truly real and what is truly important. And I stay very, very close to him. This verse also says that I recount all the laws that comes from the mouth of God, recounting them. So it's not just a matter of me knowing God's word and being in God's word. I want to remember what he said, because when I remember what God has said, my feet stay on the right path. And I do. I want to do that definitely with the food, but in other ways that I can be pulled off that place. And so it says that I rejoice when I meditate, but the bottom part says I will not neglect your word. And like I said, I found that it's important that I immerse in the Word as soon as I can in my day, I try waiting. And when I wait, what I find is that I put it off, and or I forget. I just forgot about it. And to do that is very dangerous, because there is an adversary out there who has, who wants me to forget the things that God says to me. He wants to actually use my misbehavior to help cause other people to misbehave. And so I want to be in His Word, and I want to remember what He's told me. I want to recount that law of what He's told me. And in the power of the Spirit, I want to live it out. And as I have done this day after day, and week after week, and month after month, and year after year, it indeed has been a very pleasant, it's pleasant for me, because I see how it grows me up, and I remember how much God cares and loves me, and I know no better place to be, I know no better life to live. And so the prayer at the end is still my prayer today. Dear Father, thank You for the power to change. Your Word is truly a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I pray to always find delight in learning and applying Your teaching. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen.